Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. Today's episode is truly going to be short and sweet, and yet we are going to cover perhaps one of the most important topics that we could be covering, which is how to get to the truth that is within you. In a world that is full of distraction and choices and sometimes chaos, it can be overwhelming and challenging to find the place within you where the truth resides, what's true for you in this moment or in any moment. So today, I'm going to give you a technique, and for some of you, it might be a challenge that will help you find whatever is true right now and give it a voice. So we're going to dive into that. And first, I have just a few business items to attend to. The first is, if you didn't hear already, we are having Relationship Alive live here in Portland, Maine on June 6th, 2019. We'll be featuring Terry Real, who will be visiting us live. He'll be available for you to ask your relationship questions. So the format's going to be a little bit different than the podcast because we'll all be there gathered in a very intimate space. There's only room for about 180 of us to come together to enjoy Terry Real and his work. We'll have some interviews, some Q&A, and we will have an amazing musical guest, a local fave here in Portland, Maine. Her name is Katie Matzell, and she is just an amazing singer. So it's going to be a night of fun, entertainment, and growth for your relationship. Hopefully a good date night. If you want more information, just visit neilsatin.com/tickets, and seating is limited, so I encourage you to get your tickets now. Also, in case you weren't aware, I have a free guide for you that's got my top three relationship communication secrets inside. So these are the kinds of things that if you put them into practice, you will be able to stay connected with your partner no matter how challenging the topic is that you're addressing with them. It's just my top three. It's not meant to be a comprehensive guide to communication, but these three things will have a really large impact in how you communicate with your partner. To pick that up, it's free. All you do is visit neilsatin.com/relate or text the word relate to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. If you want to connect with me and others who are listening to the Relationship Alive podcast to get support in your relationship or in your life in general, then come to the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. It's another free offering for you. We have nearly 3,000 people there who are creating a safe space to have conversations about relationships and how to help them grow and thrive. And lastly, if you are finding the Relationship Alive podcast to be helpful, then please consider a donation to ensure that we can continue. Every little bit counts, and we have people who donate a lot. We have people who literally only donate a few dollars. So everything helps. And to choose something that feels right for you, just visit neilsatin.com/support or text the word support to the number 33444, and as always, follow the instructions. And this week, I want to thank Timothy, Karina, David, Angie, Sylvia, and Anita. Thank you all so much for your support of our mission and the Relationship Alive podcast. And now, let us dive in to that special technique to getting to the truth within you. Now, the way to do this is actually quite simple, because in order to find the truth within you, you have to make space for the truth to make itself known. And sometimes you have a big question that's in front of you that you need to answer. Sometimes it's something tiny. Sometimes you just need to create some space for the unknown to emerge. And in order to do that, in order to create that space, it's helpful if you have some silence. So I'm going to try something a little different in today's episode. Instead of talking to you or with you for the next 15 minutes, I'm actually going to sit in silence. And I want you to know that I am truly going to sit in silence. I'm going to set the timer on my phone, and I'm going to sit for 15 minutes with you. So I encourage you to actually just leave the podcast going for the next 15 minutes and to be in your own silence, whatever you're doing. If you're riding in the car, if you're riding your bike, out for a jog, washing the dishes, whatever it is that you do when you're listening to Relationship Alive, I'm going to invite you to sit here or to be here with me in silence for the next 15 minutes. And then at the end, I will share with you whatever truth emerges from me, and then I will hopefully be able to hear from you about what emerged for you in those 15 minutes. Now, I will say that often when I'm sitting in silence, I don't sit in total silence. I often use binaural beats to help dial in different states of consciousness and relaxation. But today I'm not going to do that. And I was thinking about maybe putting binaural beats on for you, but then I was like, oh, if you're in the car riding your bike, that could be a bad thing. So we're not going to do that. We're just going to be in the silence together. And I'm so curious to see what emerges. And I invite you in this moment to just get curious. And notice, like, is there something in you that's scared of the silence, that's reluctant, that wishes I was going to help you tune into some other frame of reference or some other thoughts for the next 15, 20 minutes because you're trying to distract yourself from something going on in your life? Just notice all of that and see if you can put it all aside for the moment and just step into the unknown with me. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I have no idea what I'm going to say on the other side. I'm literally going to just be quiet and still and see what emerges. So I just got my phone out and I'm setting the timer on my phone for 15 minutes. And I'm hitting start in a moment. And as soon as I do, I will be silent and you'll be able to hear maybe the whatever's happening in the background here. In fact, if you were listening very astutely a moment ago, you might have noticed a little shift. And that was because I had to get up and go remind Chloe that what I was going to do was be quiet for the next 15 minutes. But there may be some background noise in my house that you may hear, traffic outside, that sort of thing. None of that really matters. All that matters is that you breathe and just focus on your breathing. Focus on maybe what you hear, let it come and let it go. And then just see if you can find a place of stillness within you. For me, I often locate that deep in my belly or even in my pelvic bowl. Just find that deep spot where I'm safe and protected. It's helpful for me in those moments to not be in my mind and to not just feel like I'm trapped up in my head, but to actually follow my breath down into my body and to allow my awareness to be there. So it's more of a full body awareness. And there are, of course, all kinds of mindfulness techniques that you can use. It's sometimes helpful to track the sensations that are happening in your body. I think my invitation to you right now is to just be in silence. Notice what happens. Notice what comes up. And whatever it is, just say, okay, like, I welcome you. Thank you for visiting me in the silence. And then you might say, I'll talk to you in a little bit. And what I will do is I'll give you, when we're, say, halfway done, I'll let you know so that you have a sense of how much time has gone by. Okay, that seems like enough prelude to silence. So let's dive in. I'm hitting start now. And we're about halfway there. So again, just breathing, noticing your thoughts, letting them go. The important ones will stick with you. I'll see you in about 7 minutes. That was the timer. Well done. If you're still here with me, hopefully you are. Hopefully you decided to take the 15 minutes of silence challenge. Now, before I tell you what came up for me during that time, I invite you to pause the recording and pause the podcast and just take a moment to either write down whatever came up for you or speak it into the sound recorder on your phone, whatever you need to do, speak it out loud, just so you don't lose it. So I'm going to give you a moment to do that. And now you're back. And I want to just share with you what came up for me. There were a few things and a few things that really kind of rose to the top, apart from all the random things that went through. And I don't know how tuned in you were to the things that are happening in my environment. If you heard the children at the playground across the street or the car revving its engine as it went by, there were lots of like little creaks and things going on in my environment. One thing that came through so clearly for me was just what a blessing it is that silence is there. It's funny how challenging it can be to create just that space and say, you know what, I'm going to do nothing but be quiet and still in that moment. And for me, especially lately, even though I've had a mindfulness practice, a regular one, for quite a while, but lately I've been just so focused on the many, many things that I've been doing that it's kind of fallen to the wayside, or it hasn't gotten as much time as I would typically give it. So just making this space, the ease with which, for me, I felt my centeredness and groundedness and stillness, and I could feel whatever tension I was holding just slowly dissolve. That was really cool. And just a great reminder that, oh, I can do this whenever I want. And if I'm feeling particularly wound up, well, why not do it then, right? So that was one thing that came through. I did also have a vision from my past of a situation that I used to be in, and I was so grateful to not be in that situation anymore. And I had a moment of imagining what my life would be like today if I hadn't gotten out of that situation. And I'm being purposefully not telling you what it is, just because I don't want you to necessarily have to create any stories around that. But let's just say that I saw a moment in my past when I made a choice and had a few images of what life might have been like had the choice been different, and just felt enormous gratitude for how things are and for even the struggles that have come from that. And then the last thing that I'll share with you that was significant was right in the middle, not long after I told you that we were halfway through. I settled back down into my breathing and inner space, and I just had these words come through so clearly. The words, I am enough. This is enough. And of course, if you're anything like me and driven and on a mission and have things that are important in your life, goals and things like that, then maybe you can relate to that sense of always having a next step to do. And it can be challenging to really appreciate just the beauty of the moment that you have right now. And so for me, in these moments of silence, to have those words come through so clearly, that was super powerful for me. And I just want to posit the radical notion that you are enough too. just as you are, that you, like me, are growing and learning, and that's what life is about. And in this moment, it is okay to be you just as you are, just like it's okay to be me just as I am. And that's not going to stop me from wanting to grow and glow even brighter. So those are my top three moments of truth from the stillness. And I'm so curious to know what you discovered. If you want to share with me, you can, of course, do that in the Facebook group, if you feel comfortable with that, or you can write to me. My email address is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatton.com. And I cannot promise that I will write back to you because lots of email is coming in these days, but I would love to hear from you, and I will definitely read what you write. And I'm always so appreciative of you when you take a moment to share with me. So I think that is it for this week. I hope you enjoyed the silence. I hope you found some moments of your truth, what's true for you right now. You can always start a session like that with a question. You can ask the question and then just see what emerges. And then after an answer emerges, you can ask the question again. That's another way to maybe be more purposeful in your silence if you need that. And so that's just a little reminder for you. Otherwise, I will see you next week. Looking forward to that. We will have Jonathan Robinson with us to talk about some of his amazing techniques for reducing conflict and finding more connection with your partner. He has a unique spin on the whole approach, so I think you'll appreciate him. And plus, he's a kind of a funny guy too. And I think that's it for me. I could use another 15 minutes of that stillness, so I may do that as soon as I hit stop. But I hope that you have found today to be a great way to access that inner resource that you have of your own knowing, the truth that emerges from the stillness and silence. See you next week.